Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
I'm here.
Now, we are talking about being reminded this week as Christians that we have the good news to share with other people.
Yes, I think we forget.
Yeah, and it's a message of hope that we can share with others. And you started a heartbeat by sharing how Jesus, when he stood in the temple, he read from the book of Isaiah saying how the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, anointing him for the task that God has sent him to relieve people of oppression, to help the blind see, and that now we too as Christians have that similar task.
Yeah, I think we don't quite know or fully understand, comprehend, when Jesus told us, okay, now I'm passing it on to you, now go out into the whole world and tell the good news. We go tell people about the good news of Jesus, but what is that good news? And he's telling them, this is what I've done. I take away their oppression. I give them eternal life. I help the brokenhearted. I look after those who mourn. So it's not just saying Jesus has saved you and you've got eternal life. It's like even now on the earth, Jesus can help you in your everyday life.
Yeah. And sometimes I think we do need to be reminded because we too are experiencing that everyday life where we need to be reminded ourselves that God is doing that in our lives.
Yes.
And that as well, we can share that with others. And it's funny how both things can exist. We can share the good news, but at the same time, sometimes not feel that as well.
We ourselves can feel like we are heavy of spirit, but we're still telling people about Jesus. So the truth is truth, but we still have to then believe that truth for our own lives. We have to allow God to work in our lives. It's not just God using us to work in other people's lives. He's transforming us. He's helping us. And in many ways, there are times when you know the truth, so you speak the truth, even if you yourself in your own life don't feel the truth. But you need to then keep praying and meditating and, I guess, acknowledging the truth. Otherwise, it ends up that you then lose your flavor. You lose your belief. You get, what's the word? It's like you're sleeping. You're not coping. What happens? Someone can be on fire for the Lord, and if they're not careful and we don't allow God to keep working on our hearts and we keep meditating upon his word day and night and loving him and serving him, that we then can go quiet, silent, and then get to a point where, is there really a God? Like unbelief. Yeah.
So we need to keep reminding ourselves of what Jesus can do in our lives.
Yes.
And that he wants to keep doing it. And I agree. It's about eternal life. That's ultimately, you know, the hope that God gives
result.
Us.
Yes.
But God also wants to have his kingdom here on earth now. So therefore, we can change the way we're living. We can continue to rely on him, and he wants to make a difference here while we're here. I think there's also the reminder that you shared about we are anointed for the task. And I think sharing the good news, if sometimes we can think, well, that means I need to, you know, be preaching it. But the words that, like Isaiah gives, is provide comfort to those who mourn. Now, that doesn't mean I need to use my words necessarily.
No.
That can be my hospitality. That can be sharing the meal. That can be opening my home to someone.
Giving someone a coat.
It can be listening to them sharing their story.
Yes.
And so I think, and we've been talking about this only just a few weeks ago, about God wants to use our every ordinary, our daily gifts. So you're anointed to bring comfort to someone in need by just being present, by sharing what goods you have with them, and God wants to use it. And that's us being anointed for a task.
Yes.
And each of us, as we learn more about who we are ourselves and where our own strengths lie, that's when we go, oh, God's anointed me for this.
But also it goes way deeper than that. We can go, Lord, I sometimes think, Lord, what did I do today for anybody?
Mm.
I was in, say, a bad mindset when I woke.
Mm.
I was grumpy. I was tired. I was feeling like I can't do anything today, Lord, for you even, let alone me.
Yeah.
But you go, but I'll give it to you, Lord.
Mm.
That's the next step, you see. It's not all in our own strength.
Yeah.
Lord, you've anointed me for the task. I don't feel very anointed today, but I'll give it to you. So when I go out and I go driving to the shops to pick up my groceries, when I go, down to the church, when I visit my next door neighbor, when I bump into someone just, walking down the street, whatever it might be, Lord, may I be anointed for whatever task you have for me, but you'll have to do it in me because I'm really weak today.
Yeah, and I suppose that's what the anointing is, and I get my words all tired. That's what the anointing is. It's from
Him.
Him.
It's all so about.
It's not us anyway.
No,
And
that anointing can continually be fed to us, given to us. It's not like it can be taken away. Because remember, the anointing was on King Saul, but God took it away and gave it to King David because King Saul basically turned away from God, wasn't living godly ways.
Mm.
But God, even though God tried to remind him and sent prophets and people to tell him, he didn't listen.
Mm.
That can happen to us too.
Mm.
But the anointing of the task, if we're still focused on God and giving ourselves to God and trying our best, God will use.
Mm. Mm.
God will use us.
Mm. You are then shared, I'm going to read it here, I think it's verse 3. So Isaiah 61 verse 3, it says that God, has anointed people to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion. And then this verse, to give them a garland instead of ashes. And then you describe what that meant. And I thought it was really beautiful. And you described the garland as like a daisy chain or some flowers kind of connected together. But really what that means is restoring life where it feels like there is no life.
Yeah, and they feel like they're in ashes. Their house is burnt down.
Yeah, and I just love that because I think there are many people who maybe don't realize how much life they bring to others by the conversation they have, the hospitality they show, the caring nature of who they are, and that God wants to use that to bring life to other people.
Yes.
And that then you can share about Jesus. But that's also being Jesus to other people. So I just thought that was a beautiful image. And then you also reminded us that we need to put on the garment of praise. And it says that a few times in the Bible about putting on.
Well, the armor praise. Of God.
Yes.
But definitely the praise.
Yeah. But it reminds him. It makes me think, though, that in times when maybe I don't feel like it, well, I can put it on me to say, I'm deciding right now to praise you, God.
It's a decision, a choice.
Even though right now I don't feel like it, I'm feeling low, I'm feeling sad, but I'm still going to praise you. And almost like this stepping into praise as we put on that garment of praise then allows us to be reminded of the hope that he's given us.
Yes.
And we need to make that decision. And it's funny, so often we're told, I feel like in the Christian life, we need to make a decision, but yet at the same time, God gives us the grace to make that decision. It's a funny thing because it's not really in our own strength. It's God gives us the grace. So it's like this reliance on God and yet I still need to make a decision. It's an interesting dynamic.
Well, it's the Spirit within us who reminds us. Because what is the Spirit? Jesus said, I'll send you the Spirit and he will remind you of everything that I have said and give you the power from on high.
Mm.
So the Spirit is reminding us of Jesus's words, of Jesus's heart, of us, even if we didn't fully understand the words, of his kingdom ways.
Mm.
And so when we don't feel like it, because the feelings can override us doing anything sometimes, The Spirit reminds us and the grace is sent so that we go, okay, I'm going to put on this garment of praise even though I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm a spirit that's fainting, that's heavy, that's, you know, ho-hum. And God's grace turns that around.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I've put for our weekly challenge that to remind ourselves that we're anointed for a task. And maybe the reminding is making that decision to put on that garment of praise and then allowing God to remind you of that. So we hope that you've really enjoyed our chat this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.